You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Cynthia, magandang umaga sa iyo.
Hi, magandang umaga din.
Is this organized in relation sa upcoming federal election?
Definitely. That's why ang speaker namin or speaker natin is somebody from the Australian Electoral Commission who provided us with really basic information and explanation on Australian democracy, the voting process, the enrolling process, and the filling in of forms.
How often do you conduct this kind of information session, Cynthia?
In this particular topic, we actually conduct it prior to elections to ensure that people are reminded, even if they are already voters, people are reminded that there may be new information or issues that may arise in the elections. One of the feedback that was raised in this session was that a lot of them are still waiting for their citizenship. That's one. So unless they get citizenship, they cannot vote. There was also a feedback that they haven't seen information from the Australian Electoral Commission regarding the election, and the resource person said that she responded that the election will still have to be announced by government, so there are no campaign in the media, particularly on TV, regarding the date of the elections.
In this specific session that you conducted today, what are the nationalities that have been represented in here?
Yeah. MSC works with newer communities, and today's workshop had participants from a number of new communities, including the Afghan community, the Iranian, Eritrean, Sudanese, and Bhutanese communities.
I observe that the women are quite keen on the electoral process. Could you give us more of your observation regarding this?
I think in Australia, when the new communities come in, they actually see that the women have a voice in the community, and that means that having a voice is also participating in democratic processes, including elections. At the same time, in South Australia, this was thought about because it's the 125th year of women's suffrage. The South Australian women were the first ones to vote among their counterparts throughout the country.
It says that one of the aims of this session is to improve the understanding of the Australian electoral system. Do you feel like this has been achieved?
Well, it's basic information, and people, if they got the information and would have other questions, they have opportunity to contact MSC or the Electoral Commission for clarification. But I guess it's just as important that people are reminded about this electoral process and democracy in practice in Australia.
Do you have other sessions like this that are scheduled within the year?
There is going to be based on what the session had done today, there may be some expressed interest from the various communities, others that haven't participated in this, or others who would like an ethno-specific presentation on the democratic and electoral process. We will be assisting them to get in touch with the Australian Electoral Commission so that a speaker may be available for community education sessions.
Thank you so much, Cynthia, for this very comprehensive information, and thank you for giving us the chance to speak to you regarding this.
I always appreciate the presence of Norma Hennessy, who is our SBS news reporter, because she always supports the work of the MRC in working with new and emerging communities. Thank you as well.
Thank you, Cynthia. Anya po, si Norma Hennessy po ito. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
What is the information all about on this day?
The information session this morning was to help new citizens to Australia understand how they enrol to vote, what happens when they go to vote in a polling place, and also some information if you are becoming an Australian citizen between now and the end of May.
Can you give us further information regarding what the people should know, especially if they are new citizens?
If they are new citizens, they must enrol to vote. It is compulsory to vote once you turn 18. That then enables you to vote at election time.
What are they supposed to remember?
The form will guide them through. Most people will have filled out their enrolment form at their citizenship ceremony. If they haven't, I would encourage them to call the Australian Electoral Commission or go to our website, and the information will be there. They can enrol online.
What are the most important things that new citizens, or especially those who are enrolling for new citizenship in Australia, must know regarding elections in Australia?
Elections are part of our democracy in Australia, and if you are an Australian citizen and you're over 18, you must be enrolled to vote to have the opportunity to have a say who is running our country.
How important are this information that they must remember?
They must remember how to vote and learn how to vote to make their vote count. Again, we have a lot of information on our website that will help them with that. And that's the type of information that I gave out at the information session today.
Many of our new citizens struggle with their English. What a solution or what resolution has been done for that?
We have information on our website in many different languages, so I would encourage any new citizens to go onto our website to understand how to enrol and how to vote on election day. In our polling places, in some of our polling places, we also have people with language working in the polling places that can assist them, or anyone working in the polling place can help to assist them to vote and to understand how to fill out the ballot paper.
Thank you so much, Sue, for the information regarding this election that's coming up. Once again, thank you for giving us this chance to interview you on this one.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Ayan po, narinig niyo po ang ating kinapanayam na si Miss Sue Gulliver. Hanggang sa muli po, si Norma Hennessy po ito, nag-uulat.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.